Baruch Hashem, today is day number 327 of our daily study of an Amam Sefer Mitzvahs. And in the three chapters a day study track of Mishnah Torah, we're continuing in Hilchos Eidos, the Laws of Testimony, chapters 17, 18, and 19. We have one mitzvah today, Negative Commandment 285. It's actually one of the Ten Commandments. Loi sa'ane v'reyacho eid shaker. Do not bear false testimony against your fellow. And the Rambam explains what this means is giving false testimony in the court of law. Now, it doesn't just mean that the information is false. It also means, it can mean, even if the information is true, that's neither here nor there, but are you as a witness the one who saw it? So in today's three chapters a day of Rambam, Mishnah Torah, actually the beginning of chapter 17, which is the first of the three chapters, so we're learning the three chapters a day of Mishnah Torah. So he explains there a scenario that somebody incredibly trustworthy comes to you and says, listen, can you go to court? I'm telling you, I saw it. I know it to be true. Can you go and testify? You're not allowed to testify if you didn't see it yourself. In fact, the Rambam says, even if your teacher, who you revere, comes to you and says, listen, I'm telling you, it's a fact. The problem is, I only have one witness. So just join up with the second witness, because, you know, in Torah law, everything goes by two witnesses. And then they'll be able to accept your testimony. You're not allowed to do it. In fact, the Rambam even says, if someone says to you, listen, I don't even want you to go testify. I just want you to walk into court with the other witness so that my litigant, the person I'm going to the case against, let's say it's a monetary deal, he'll be intimidated because he'll see, he's got witnesses, got a pair of witnesses. You're not even allowed to do that. So false testimony doesn't mean just whether or not the information being conveyed is true or false. It really comes down to the person. Do you know this as a fact because you saw it? If you didn't see it, you can't testify. As we've explained many times, Jewish law is based on eyewitness testimony, not on hearsay, not on circumstantial evidence. We've actually explained there's a prohibition against ruling according to circumstantial evidence. Now, I also want to add another thing, which is there's a little bit of a technical difference between this concept of eid sheker, which we'll translate as a false witness, and something called the eid zoimim, which often we translate as a conspiring witness. The Rambam includes both in this prohibition, but there's an important distinction between the two. But I'm not going to speak about it today, because tomorrow the mitzvah is all about the unique punishment of the eid zoimim, of the conspiring witness. So we'll learn about that in tomorrow's class when we see you then, God willing.